Epilogue. Beneath the surface of Lepidus Prime, beneath the human city built on Eldar ruins, Elisat stood before the entrance to the labyrinth. Above, in the city and in the land to the east, his kin lay in charred, blackened fragments. Their jet bikes, the emblem of the Saimhan way of war, were twisted, ruined mockeries of themselves. Behind him, the warriors of the human emperor stood waiting, as monstrous and beyond entreaty as the orcs. No runes, but the future held no mystery. Now and forever, he was damned and lost.
"Take us to it," the captain of the salamanders ordered.
He could refuse and rush to torture, or to the eternal embrace of she who thirsts. Or he could walk, and in the time he gained during the slow journey to the shard, he could pray. Pray to the splintered god. Pray that he was not the only Eldar still living on this planet. Pray for a miracle. Pray for vengeance. He began to walk. That was Overfiend, a Warhammer 40,000 novel by David Annandale, read by Saul Reichlin. This work is copyrighted by Games Workshop 2014.